25章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
第17节。
Verse 17.
6章17节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
并戴上救恩的头盔, 拿着圣灵的宝剑, 就是神的道。 这里提到 我们另外一个武器就是头盔。
And here talks about another weapon, which is the helmet.
那这个头盔就是保护你的头啊。
This helmet is to protect your head.
就是现在所谓的安全帽了。
And which is our safety helmet today.
骑机车要戴安全帽。
When you ride your motorbike, you have to wear a helmet.
军人要戴头盔。
And the soldiers also have to wear a helmet.
因为头也是致命的部位。
Because our head is what is vital.
那什么是救恩为头盔呢?
So what is the helmet of salvation?
我们从其他经文来做佐证。
So we can support this with other verses.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第五章第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
五章八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8.
五章八节, 但我们既然属乎白昼, 就应当谨守。 把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸, 把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。 这里提到,
So here it mentions,
要把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
You have to put the salvation just like the helmet.
旧约的以赛亚书58章,
In Isaiah chapter 58,
那里提到神以, 对不起, 是59章17节,
In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17.
那时间关系就不换了哈。
So we're not flipping that page.
那神以救恩为头盔。
And God is the salvation of our head.
头盔是戴在头上。
And the helmet is something we put on our head.
那头是我们思考的一个中心。
And head is where our brain is. It's where we think.
所以把头盔戴在头上。
So when you put your helmet onto your head,
就是要具备救恩的思想。
So this is to equip yourself with the mindset of salvation.
要保护我们这个救恩的思想。
Is to protect our thoughts of salvation.
就是得救的永生之道了。
And this is the teachings, the word of eternal life.
永生之道啊, 要常常保守。 保持在我们的脑部。
And we have to always keep the salvation, the thought in our head and be protected of it.
成为我们思想的一个核心。
And that should be the core of our thinking.
那这个核心呢, 就成为一个根基。
And this core has become our foundation.
凡事如果透过 这一个核心,
And through this core,
我们就能够排除那些不必要的思想。
And we can eliminate all the unwanted thoughts.
尤其在这个资讯爆发的时代。
Especially during this time where there's so much knowledge.
我们很多都每天都收到很多的信息。
And every day we receive so many teachings and knowledges.
很多都是我们所谓的垃圾信息。
However, they are all rubbish.
甚至有很多是假信息。
And some of them are even false.
现在有在讲所谓的这个认知作战，就是扰乱敌人的一种思想判断。
And nowadays there is still some strategy that they disturb and confuse others' thoughts.
这魔鬼在这个末世也常常用这种手段。
And the devil one always use this kind of strategy to us.
用一些似是而非的潮流或者是思想。
They always use strange that's ambiguous.
来破坏我们对救恩的坚持。
And it trying to disturb our persistence on faith.
在使徒时代有所谓的诺斯底主义的雏形。
And even in the time of apostle time, there was also a Gnostic.
在希腊化的时代，因为讲究智慧。
And in the time of ancient Rome, Greek, they talk about knowledge.
所以很多人都在做智慧的一些思考跟辩论。
So at that time, people would debate on the knowledges.
产生了很多哲学家。
And that's how all the philosophers come about.
有的人就把哲学跟神学把它混在一起了。
And a lot of people will put together philosophy and theology.
期待用哲学来解释神学。
And they will want to use theology to explain theology.
所产生的就变成异端。
And what come out of it is heresies.
就是错误的道理了。
Which is the wrong teachings.
那错误的道理也常常成为魔鬼迷惑我们的一个手段。
And these confusion is what the Satan wants to do to us.
扰乱我们对救恩的一个思想跟坚持。
As to disturb us our thoughts and the truth.
我们来看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第三节
，First 3.
帖后二章三节，人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显现出来。第四节，他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里，自称是神。好，我们再看第九节。
In verse 9,
这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动，行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。这里在帖撒罗尼迦后书保罗就指出。
So in the second Thessalonians, it Paul pointed out.
主耶稣那个使徒时代其实就有这个现象了。
Even at that time, there were the situation happened.
那保罗说主耶稣降临之前。
And Paul said before Lord Jesus come again.
也有这种现象发生。
And this phenomenon will also happen again.
就是不法者。不法者要出现，沉沦之子，大罪人。
Which is the lawless will appear and the great sin will
arise. 那会产生离道反教的事。
And there will be people who go unrighteousness.
那在使徒时代教会就已经发生了。
And this already happened in the apostolic time.
自有真耶稣教会以来。
And since the time of True Jesus Church.
也陆陆续续有发生这样的事。
And from time to time we see this happen.
那这些都是出于撒旦的运动。
And these are all things that stir up from Satan.
所以撒旦也在运动。
So it means that Satan is working.
他笼络了一些不义的人。
And he allowed someone who are unrighteous.
来破坏神的救赎。
And to destroy and damage the God's
salvation. 也破坏神的教会。
And also God's church.
所以如果我们没有继续坚持真理。
So if we don't hold fast onto the truth.
把得救的盼望把得救的思想牢牢的守住。
If we don't hold tightly onto the hope of salvation.
我们很容易就受迷惑了。
Very easily will be deceived.
因为这一些思潮也很迷惑人。
Because this trend is trying to persuade and change.
特别在这一个知识爆发的时代。
Especially just during this time when there's so much knowledge around us.
人来往奔跑
And there's so many people around us.
都在查考追求很多的学问。
And people are pursuing these higher studies.
也在各地兴起不同的思潮。
And in different parts of the world, there arises these kind of knowledges.
我们昨天提到魔鬼就是大龙。
And yesterday we talked about Satan is the dragon.
大龙就是要从 口中 吐出水来。
And this dragon will spit out water, river.
把教会冲走。
And to flood down the church.
就是把那个妇人就是教会。
And this, this
在启示录有记载。
This prostitute, which is this woman.
启示录的第十二章。
In Revelation chapter 12,
我们看启示录十二章的十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
十二章十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩的妇人，于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方，躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、两载、半载，蛇就在妇人身后，从口中吐出水来，像河一样。要将妇人冲去，地却帮助妇人，开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水，龙向妇人发怒，去与其他的儿女征战。这女儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。那时龙就站在海边的沙滩上。这里呢看到了这个异象。
So here is a vision.
啊，有龙跟蛇啦，哈。
There is this dragon and serpent.
但是这里啊，描述啊，这个龙跟蛇好像交错使用。
But it seems like the interchange between the dragon and the serpent.
啊，总之啊，就是从魔鬼啊，他会口中冲出水来，吐出水来。
But what it says is that the dragon would spit out water from his
mouth. 像河一样啊。
Just like a river.
啊，要将妇人冲去。
And the water is to carry the woman out.
啊，也要跟妇人的其他儿女来征战。
And he also fought with the children of the woman.
啊，妇人的儿女就是我们这些信徒啊。
So the children of the woman is us, the members.
指着整个教会啦。
So it refers to the entire church.
啊，那这个教会当然不是泛指所有的教会。
But this church, the church is not referring to all the churches.
啊，龙要跟谁征战？
So who is the dragon fighting against?
跟龙的其余啊，这个儿女哈。
It's to fight with the children of the woman.
这儿女就是守神诫命的了。
And these women are the ones who keep the commandments of God.
为耶稣做见证的。
Are those who testify for Lord Jesus Christ.
看起来好像所有的教会都在为耶稣做见证。
But it seems like all the churches that testify for Jesus.
真耶稣教会在为耶稣做见证啊。
And same as true Jewish church, we testify for Jesus.
但是有所有的教会都守神诫命吗？
But do all churches keep the commandments of God?
具备这两个条件只有真耶稣教会。
But only one church that hold these two, which is true Jesus Church.
那龙就要跟他征战。
That's why the dragon want to fight against this church.
这里看出说，魔鬼就是要跟守神诫命、为神做见证的来征战。
So the Satan is to fight against those who keep the commandments of God and also testify for
Jesus Christ. 那什么叫做河水？
So what is the river?
啊，我们常常说潮流嘛。
The river is which is the trend.
啊，时代有不同的潮流。
In different time, different area, there are different trends.
这些潮流很容易啊，让人淹没在其中。
And these trends easily flood the people among them.
讲究知识的人，他会在知识里面去钻研。
For those who talk about knowledge, they always dwell into the knowledge.
钻研神学的人呢，也在神学的领域啊，不断的钻研。
And for those who talk about theology, they will always dwell among the theology.
但是就让你钻进去出不来。
But they dwell around and they cannot come out.
所以神学到底要到什么才是边界呢？
So where is the boundary? Where do we stop?
我们追求的是圣经的真理。
What we have to pursue is the truth from the Bible.
神要让我们知道的，我们都知道。
Whatever God wants us to know, we already know.
得救的五大教义很清楚。
And the five basic doctrines that it's very clear, we know.
还需要加添什么吗？
Do we have to add more?
我们的信心是靠其他加添物吗？
Is our faith based on things that we add?
过去有时候会说啊，耶稣的果实布找到了。
And sometimes people say that we have found the tree, the fruit of Jesus.
几十年前有这么一个新闻呢、啊。
And decades ago there was a news.
哦，那时候很震撼呢。
And it was very shocking to everyone.
哇，很多人都在那边传说。
And everyone was talking about this.
甚至我们教会也有人在传说。
And even some of our members talked about this.
在查经班的时候跟青年讲。
And even during the Bible study class, they talked to this about this to the youth.
感谢主，耶稣的果实布找到了。
And they said, "Thank God, the fruit tree has been found."
啊，上面还有耶稣的血字在上面呢。
And even there were writings from Jesus.
啊，这又能证明什么？
But what can we prove from this?
啊，证明耶稣真的已经复活了。
Does it prove that Jesus has already resurrected?
那圣经写的还不算吗？
So whatever has been written in the Bible does not count.
还要靠这些所谓的考古挖掘，那又不能够得到啊这一个证明。
So do we have to rely on discoveries from archaeologists and they don't prove anything?
基本上就参考就好。
We can just use this as a reference.
不必欣喜若狂。
We don't have to be crazy about this.
好像非得要这个东西出现了你才要信呢。
Don't be just use this as a proof, then you can believe.
看起来好像是在谈耶稣。
It looks like they were talking about Jesus.
是不是出自撒旦的作为，撒旦的运动？
But think about, are these actually from Satan?
啊，这个要值得我们去警惕小心。
So that's why we have to be careful.
啊，撒旦也有他深奥之理啦。
Because Satan uses his ways.
啊，神学很多东西啊，玄而又玄。
Even in theology, there seems to be a lot of things stirring.
啊，钻进去钻不出来。
They could be going in, but they cannot come out.
我们看有的宗教啊，他也是讲得很玄啊。
And even some religions, they seem to be talk a lot about their own belief.
你看电视台好几百台啊。
Even in the TV channels, there are tons of them.
好像最后几百台都在谈某个宗教啊。
But at the end of the day, they only talk about few religions.
啊，当然也有基督教了。
Of course, Christianity is among them.
特别一个宗教，他就谈很多很玄的一些啊，他们所谓的经典。
And in a particular religion, they talk about a lot of their belief.
听了哦，你真的就真的头昏脑胀。
If you hear those, you get very confused.
那听众也很多啊。
But they have a lot of audience.
很多人也拼命做笔记呀。
And a lot of them even take notes.
讲的人讲的摇头晃脑啊。
And those who the speakers, they just keep talking.
哎，那听的人也头头是道啊。
And those who listen seem to understand.
好像越高深的学问，大家听得懂的人啊，越高超。我听得懂，你们都听不懂啊。
It seems like those who understand to be more superior than others because
圣经的道理有那么难懂吗？圣经的道理不用那么难懂。
But is the teachings from the Bible very hard to understand? No.
所以不要中了撒旦深奥之理的诡计啊。
So we should not fall into the trap of Satan.
看启示录的第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
24节。
Verse 24.
启示录二章二十四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 24.
至于你们推亚推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训、不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的重担放在你们身上，但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国。好，这里提到推亚推拉教会。
So here talks about Thyatira Church.
啊，他们里面呢有一些人。
And there were some members.
啊，他们不跟从这个所谓的撒旦深奥之理。
They do not follow the depths of Satan.
可见当时候在推亚推拉教会。
So you can see at that time the Church of Thyatira
已经有所谓的撒旦深奥之理在那边传播了。
So you can see the depth of Satan have been spread over there.
神的教会怎么在传播撒旦的道理呢？
So why would the Church of God spread the depth of Satan?
那撒旦的真奥之理又从哪里来？
And where does this doctrine come from?
从撒旦而来。
They're from Satan.
如果没有做源头的一个分辨。
If they don't distinguish between them.
没有一个真理做过滤的机制。
If they were not able to filter the truth.
就中计了。
And they will be trapped into.
很可惜的，我们看到很多青年很优秀啊。
In this scheme, and unfortunately, a lot of youth nowadays are very outstanding.
部分青年啊。
Partial.
少数青年。
Minority.
他们有很高深的学问，学历很高啊。
They are very educated.
他们也很有理想啊。
And they also have goals in life.
但是因为看到教会的软弱。
And just because they saw some weaknesses at church,
自以为是教会的软弱。
They thought that was the weaknesses.
或是认为教会的脚步不够快。
Or they might thought that the church is not moving fast enough.
一开始就开始批评教会。
And they started criticizing church.
当然教会有缺点要改，这没有错。
Of course, there are weaknesses and church has to improve.
但是有那么急吗？
But do we have to rush?
太急躁了。
They were moving too fast.
太急躁了就会。超越众人。
And they were being impatient. That's why they want to go faster than other people.
然后呢，自以为高超。
And they thought they were superior than others.
我看到的都是你们没有看到的问题。
And they said these are the problems that I see. You don't see.
那这个就很危险了。
And that is a dangerous point.
在教会里面，如果自己觉得高超，超越众人。
In a church, if you feel you're better than others.
那这个要小心了。
That's the time we have to be careful.
古代的那些旧约的例子。有很多啊。
And there are many examples from the olden days.
要高超啊。
They want to be superior.
我们说这个批评摩西亚伦的。
And there are those who are criticize Aaron and Moses.
那个叫做可拉党。可拉党。
I think Kota who
可拉党已经他们已经是立位人。
And Kota is a Levite.
他们已经是立位人了。立位人，你就做好立位人的本分就好了。
As he's a Levite, he has his own duty.
但是他们在旷野的时候看到摩西亚伦，摩西亚伦当然有缺点。
And in the wilderness, he observed Aaron and Moses, and he found weaknesses from.
但是他们是有权柄的。
But they are the one who has
authority. 摩西亚伦是神任命的。
Because Aaron and Moses are the one chosen by God.
亚伦是祭司啊。
And Aaron was the high priest.
那这些可拉党。
But these people,
他们想要夺权。
They want to have power.
啊，擅自专权。
They try to grab power.
啊，想要夺取这个祭司的职分。
They want to grab hold onto the duties, the position of the priest.
民数记的第十六章啊。
In Numbers chapter 16.
啊，他们就起来攻击啊神的神兴起的领导者。
And they were there to against go against Moses and Aaron.
哎，他们攻击摩西亚伦说：“你们擅自专权呢、啊？”
And they say, "It seems you are the one who has power."
啊，他说，权位重，大家都是很圣洁的。
But the whole congregation was very holy.、
啊、那神也在他们中间呢、啊。
And God was also among them.
为什么你们两个这个至高至高超过神的会众呢？
So why do these two seem to be superior than others and than God?
污蔑摩西亚伦。
So they were insulting Moses and
Aaron. 摩西亚伦的领导者的这个地位，这个职分是神给他们的。
And God gave Aaron Moses this position.
但是这些可拉党认为说是他们自己取的啊，他们至高超过神的会众啊。
But the Korah tribe think that they are better and higher than others.
所以呢，借机来攻击摩西亚伦。
So they used this opportunity to attack Moses and Aaron.
摩西很有智慧。
But Moses was very wise.
谁拣选的，让神来自己来讲。
And whoever God chose, let them speak.
啊，然后就叫可拉党他们呢，把火炉啊拿到神的面前，香炉了哈。
And they told they bring the censer before them.
啊，然后让神来显明。
And let God choose.
啊，谁是神所拣选的
？Let's see who are God chose.
啊，让神自己来显明证据。
So let God show Himself and let God choose.
神显明证据了。
And God show His evidence.
啊，那这些可拉党后来也被神刑罚了。
And at the end, the Korah tribe they were being punished.
啊，所以教会当中
，So among our church.
啊，当然我们知道是真理在带领。
Of course, we know that it is led by the truth.
要顺服真理的带领。
And we have to submissive to the guidance of the truth.
真理要有一个规范。
And there is an order in the truth.
真理的规模。
And there's a regulation.
啊，圣经说我们教会是以使徒和先知为根基。
And it is in the Bible that our church is from the core of the disciples.
啊，就是啊，使徒时代教会的那个规模。
It's based on the regulations and hierarchy of the apostle church.
哎，最近有人说啊，那就是我们是承接那个使徒时代教会的。
And we are the one that follow their footsteps.
啊，这个神学上有一个名称叫同序啊 ，succession. Succession, 同序啊。
We are succession of the apostolic church.
我们的同序是承接这个使徒时代教会。
So we succeed from the apostolic church.
啊，灵同、道同跟体同。体同
，It's the
灵同就是灵继承那个也是一样的圣灵。
So we succeed the same Holy Spirit.
哎，那道同就道理的传承啊。
And we also succeed the truth, the teachings.
教会的体制的运作带领。
And also the movement of the church is also succeed.
那个精神也是延续使徒时代教会。
So our spirit also followed that church.
哎，这个才是真的是啊由神而来的。
So that means it's something that's from God.
所以我们在这个时候要做分辨啊。
So that's why this is when we have to distinguish.
救恩的思想戴在头上。
So the thought of salvation have to be carried on our head.
第二就是救恩的盼望啊。
And secondly is the hope of salvation.
刚刚有读到了哈，把救恩的盼望戴在头上。
And to put on the hope of salvation on our head.
啊，我们对救恩有盼望吗？
We have to have hope in our salvation.
如果没有盼望，我们就没有动力。
Without hope, we don't have motivation.
哎，所以盼望要随时存在你的脑海里。
So hope should be always staying in our hearts and our brain.
而且这盼望一定会实现。
And this hope will be fulfilled.
啊，我们的神是使人有盼望的神。
Because this God that we believe in is the one full of hope.
信耶稣有盼望啊。
When we believe in Christ, we have hope.
有将来复活的盼望啊。
We have the hope of eternal life in the future.
我们信得到吗？
Can we believe this?
啊，所以眼光要放远。
So that's why we have to look far.
啊，那你才会看淡眼前受到的一些苦楚。
Then you will be looking lightly on things that we suffer nowadays.
如果眼光看不够远。
If we don't look far enough,
我们就会着眼于眼前的点点滴滴。
Then we'll just look at things, the minor things that's in front of us.
你的脚步跨不出去。
And you were not able to take the next step.
啊，不止原地跳踏步啊，甚至往后退啊。
Not only you just staying stationary, but you'll be moving backward.
那你的信仰就没有进步了。
Then your faith will not improve.
越信越回去啊。
The more you believe, the longer you believe, you're just going backward.
值得我们警惕的。
So this is something we have to remind ourselves.
那刚刚又提到说，圣灵的宝剑要举起来。
And also the spirit of the sword.
啊，圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And the sword of the spirit is the word of God.
我们说神的道，这个宝剑就是防御跟攻击兼备的一个武器。
So a sword is something we can use as attack and also to protect, to defend.
啊，所以神的道，圣灵的宝剑要举起来。
So the sword of the Holy Spirit we have to lift it up high.
要做征战。
We have to use it to fight our battles.
魔鬼在试探耶稣，也是用圣经的话。
And when the Satan tempted Lord Jesus, Jesus used the words of God.
只不过他乱用，他误用，他错用了。
But he just uses, he misuses the words of God.
他用圣经的话要来试探耶稣。
Satan uses the words of God to tempt Jesus.
主耶稣也用圣经的话把他挡回去。
But Lord Jesus also used the words of God to fight back.
所以今天圣经的真理我们要熟练了。
So that's why we have to be very familiar with the truth.
那个哥林多后书说，仁义的兵器在左在右啊。
And in 1 Corinthians talks that our weapons are on our left and right.
在左在右都要有啊。
So we have to have it on both sides.
这样才能够保持前进。
That's how we can move forward.
那再回到以弗所书的第六章。
And let's go back to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们昨天有稍微提到了。
And we talked about it yesterday.
战斗的意志要持续了。
We have to fight continuously.
要站立得稳啊。
We have to stand firm.
在战斗的过程当中啊。
And in the midst of the fight or the battle.
我们该抛弃的要抛弃。
Whatever we have to let go, we have to let go.
该坚持的要坚持。
Whatever we have to persist, we persist.
主耶稣叫门徒出去传福音。
And Lord Jesus told the disciples to preach the gospel.
一开始叫他们不要多带太多东西的。
And he told them, don't bring too much things.
不用多带鞋子了，不用多带衣服了。
Don't bring too many pairs of shoes or extra clothing.
因为你们到以色列家哈，就接受接待嘛。
Because when you go to the house, you are just getting received.
但是到了耶稣要被钉十字架之前。
But before Lord Jesus was crucified.
耶稣说，刀子要带着。
Lord Jesus said, you have.
有刀的要带刀啊。
Lord Jesus said, you have to bring your sword, if you have one.
门徒说这里有刀子啊。
And the disciples said, here, there's a sword.
门徒以为是真的刀子啊。
And the disciples thought he meant literally. And Jesus said, yes.
这个刀子就是属灵的武器啊。
Jesus said, this sword is a spiritual weapon.
就是要拿起圣灵的宝剑。
Which is to hold on to the sword of the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会要有圣灵的宝剑。
True Jesus Church has the sword of the Holy Spirit.
才能够攻守兼备。
That's how we can attack.
要站立得稳。
And you have to stand fast.
因为磨难的日子会来。
Because the end times are coming.
昨天提到是缠斗的，是近距离的。
And we talk about something that comes very soon.
我们看过摔跤啊，缠斗来斗去啊，缠来缠去。
It's a short distance fighting. It's like wrestling.
一下子好像还不能分出胜负。
And when you look closely, you can't determine who wins or who loses.
那谁的体力啊，谁的意志啊，能够坚持到最后
？So who can persist till the end?
才能够得到最后的胜利。
And it's the one who will win.
那在磨难的日子要站立得稳。
In the difficult times, in trials and tribulation, we have to stand firm.
如果我们站立不稳
，If we don't stand firm,
我们很可能就会失败。
Very likely we'll lose.
那我们常常用攻打爱城哈。
And we talk about attacking the city of Ai.
那爱城的故事我们都知道了。
And we are very familiar with the story.
攻打耶利哥城都得胜了。
Because when they attacked the city of Jericho, they won.
为了什么小小的爱城会失败呢
？But how can they lose in a battle with this little city of Ai?
被追杀还死了36个人。
And they were being attacked, and 36 people died.
领导者约书亚真的在神的面前祷告啊。
And Joshua, he just prayed before God.
怎么会这样
？And he asked, why would this happen?
神告诉他。
And God told him.
你们当中有人这个没有把当灭的物除掉了。
And God told him, among you, there's this person, do not remove the item that's supposed to be removed.
所以神让他们站立不住啊。
That's why God allowed them not to be able to stand firm.
看约书亚记的第七章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约书亚记七章十节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 10.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说，起来，你为何这样匍匐在地呢？以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。这个神啊，点出了他们的原因。
So here God pointed out the reason.
就是有人犯罪了。
It's someone sinned.
他们藏他藏了不该藏的东西。
They hid and took things that they were not supposed to take.
不要看一个人犯罪，却影响整个以色列人。
And just because one person sinned, it affected the entire Israelites.
成了害群之马。
And this is a person who affected the entire Israelites.
教会是圣洁的。
And the congregation, the church, is holy.
如果有人犯罪，
if one person sinned,
有可能会导致在仇敌面前站立不住。
And it will cause the entire clan not to be able to stand before the enemy.
这个值得我们去警惕
So this one is something we have to take note.
所以要靠主站立得稳。
So that's why we have to stand firm.
当灭的物要拿掉。
And to remove any accursed things.
我们当灭的物是什么？
So what are the accursed things we have?
我们常常说这个耶稣讲的这个撒种的比喻。
And there's this parable that Lord Jesus talked about, which is to sow the seed.
那个马太福音的第十三章。
In Matthew chapter 13.
这个撒种的比喻提到了种子撒出去
And he talked about the sower, and he sowed the seeds out there.
有落在路旁的。
And there are those who were landed on the roadside.
有落在土浅石头地的。
And there were those landed onto the rocks.
有落在荆棘里的。
And also those who landed near the thorns.
那荆棘是什么？
So what are the thorns?
荆棘就是世上的私利、钱财的迷惑。
Thorns are the worries of the world and also the temptation from the rich, from the money.
道理挤住了，不能够结实
And because the seed will get caught in it, they couldn't grow and go taller.
坐在教会里面的信徒。
And those members who sit in church.
大部分都是属于这一类。
Most of them belong to this category.
还有第四类的，能够结果子的。
And there's also the fourth type who is able to grow fruit.
因为你第一类跟第二类的大概不会留下来。
Because the first and second type, they wouldn't stay at church.
第一类的，但种子撒下去。这个鸟就是饿着就把它咬走了，它不可能继续来嘛。
The first type is you sow the seed on the roadside, the bird came and grab it, so they're not able to stay at church.
那第二类的是经不起考验的。
And the second one is not able to go through tribulations.
它就跌倒了。
And he or she falls.
那第三类说他想要结果子
The third one is the one who wants to bear fruit.
荆棘长出来。
But there were thorns along the way.
什么是荆棘？
What are the thorns?
钱财的迷惑，今生的思虑。
It's the temptation of the wealth and also the worries of the life.
这个原本是应该除掉的。
We're supposed to remove these things.
这个一个好天地怎么可以有荆棘呢？
If it's a good soil, good land, why would there be thorns?
荆棘里该除掉。
The thorns should be removed.
不然它会挤住你让你不能够结果子
Because it will choke you and not allow you to grow to bear fruit.
我们听道理听了很多，但是行道行多少
？We hear a lot of teachings, but how much can we actually practice?
是不是荆棘挤里把我们挤住了
？Is it true that the thorns were choking us?
所以要除荆棘
So we have to remove these thorns.
把它除掉了，用火烧掉
Remove them, burn them.
那你才能够正常的结果。
Then you'll be able to grow fruit.
当能够结果的时候就能够100倍、60倍、30倍
So when you're able to bear fruit and grow, yield the crop will be 100-fold or 60-fold, 30-fold.
能够结果子是无可限量的。
If you're able to bear fruit, there's no limit to it.
你能想象30倍就很多了，还有60倍、100倍
If you think 30 times is a lot, but there will be 60 more or 100 folds.
荆棘要除掉。
So we have to remove the thorns.
当灭的物要除掉。 除掉。
So any accursed items have to be removed.
这才能够在敌人面前站立得住。
Then we'll be able to stand firm before our enemies.
最后就是要有必胜的信心呐。
And lastly, we have to have the mentality that we can win.
必胜的信心。
It's a victory that we can win.
这个信心才能让我们最后得胜。
So it's the our faith that we can believe, we can win, we can victorious.
我们下午再来讲。
And we'll talk about this afternoon.